This is GQDN for Thursday, May 26th. In today's news, we talk about some Dead by Daylight devs doing something, Nintendo Switch Online, some Sonic news as well. But today, we start with Phil Spencer says that Xbox will support the union at Activision Blizzard's Raven. This comes to us from GamesRadar.com, and Deputy General Counsel Linda Norman and I have been spending a lot of time educating myself of unions, Spencer said. We absolutely support employees' right to organize and form unions. Now, stuff does happen, and that does make unions appear. So, it is good to see, in some ways, that Phil Spencer is doing that. But some of my thoughts say that this is more of a political move. Interesting. What do you think? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now we get to some PlayStation news because, hey, it is the days of play. Okay. Sorry, I did not mean to make that rhyme, but we start with GameSpot.com, and PlayStation is suggesting that it will buy more companies. Now, this was done in a investor Q&A, and basically Jim Ryan said, quote, "In terms of future mergers and acquisitions activity, the answer to that is we are not all finished with our strategy of trying to grow PlayStation Studios inorganically. As we transition from our historic game development strategy to a much broader and much wider market reach than we enjoy today, it is very likely that an organic stimulus will be required to help us to realize these dreams." So what could they buy? They've already bought Bungie and Haven, but what else could they buy? Well, there are some ideas out there, aren't there? Anyway, Sony also announced that there are new PlayStation Productions series in development. Basically, we're talking about, this is on DualShockers.com. Horizon coming to Netflix, God of War coming to Amazon Prime Video, Gran Turismo could be coming to HBO, which is possible with HBO Max, could also be Netflix, Amazon Prime Video. They might be trying to get on Paramount Plus. It's really hard to say, but if you're into the games, hey, the TV series might be coming and you might want to watch them. So could they be live action? Could they be anime? Very, very interesting ideas right there. We'll see what happens. Now we go to Eurogamer.net, and they are saying that the stock shortages could stabilize. So, talking about PlayStation still, they did give a bit of a graph here. And basically, it's what is going on with what happened to COVID-19 and the Russia impact and more logical negotiations to PS5 delivery routes. And really, I think with the chips coming to the U.S., being made in the U.S., this could actually stem that tide. We shall see what happens. Now, we go to Destructoid.com, and the release back in 2006, Sonic, has been relisted on Xbox. So, if you ever had an Xbox 360, that's what I wanted to say, then you probably had Sonic from Sega. But now that Sonic has been reworked a little bit and has been relisted and now you can find it most likely on your Xbox, and it costs about $5. So we'll see what happens with that one. It does look pretty interesting, though. I do have an Xbox. It's called a PC. We'll see what happens. Nintendo from DualShockers.com is saying that they might get some NES and Super NES games tomorrow. So what could they get? Well, we shall see what's going to happen here. NinStatusBot on Twitter said, maintenance has been scheduled for Nintendo Entertainment System. Nintendo Switch Online on 27th May from 55 UTC to 2 o'clock UTC. And really, the rumors are saying that there's going to be more games coming. But no one knows what those games are. So, if you got a Switch, hey, might be more games coming. Well, maybe like a Dig Dug or Mandyland and some other games. It's possible. Not saying that it's probable, but it's possible. We'll see what happens. Now we go to Dual Shockers again, and I know it's one of my favorite ones. Dragon Quest XII had an update in news, though not much of one. It's still a long ways off. But according to the update itself, things are going very, very well. And they did popularize some concepts like Yusha Hero and Mayo Demon Lord. So we'll see what happens here. I mean, look, the news did come on May 27th. Now, I said that today's the 26th, but it's midnight, May 27th in Japan. So that's across the date line. So they are a day ahead. And with them ahead, news like this comes out on Dragon Quest Day. So what will be the thing for Dragon Quest 12? Dragon Quest, the last one, 11, was very good. Very well written. We will see what happens. The last story for today is Dead by Daylight devs are going to go Jurassic in the mobile game. So you have been warned. They said they're in a quote, "We're extremely proud of Jurassic World Primer Ops. We strongly believe players will love it. The game offers new and unique mobile gameplay experiences in the Jurassic World universe, and the twist collecting dinosaurs provides a ton of variety gameplay." That came from Jason Molina, senior creative director at Behavior Interactive. Well, they know how to scare people. Jurassic. Why the dinosaurs? Look, if you want to avoid dinosaurs, go check out thegroupquest.com and GroupQuest on Twitter. Maybe you can find me at Joe Brums if I'm not eaten by a T-Rex. And go check out everybody at DonForge.com. This has been a DonForge production 2022. Watch yourself out there. All rights are reserved. But dinosaurs don't care about that. We'll see you tomorrow with more games. Bye till then.